And they finally got some things that after they rake it in a windrow, then they finally got what they call a bull rake. That they'd get at the end of that windrow, and it'd hold a lot of hay and rake it up into piles, you know.
Yes.
And then they finally got these little old presses, little old horse presses, that you'd have to rake your hay up to your press, and somebody'd have to reach down and get that hay, put it in that press, and have a horse going around and around, and there's somebody there to tie the wire, or string, or whatever you had. I didn't use wire then, and do all of it by hand, no machinery or nothing. Then a little later on, then they got those things that run with gasoline, you know, gasoline and gas presses, and then they finally got to these that you just hop on and just go and just pour it out, you know. Well, there's been quite a change in the hay business since I married, you know, and since I was a kid.
Well, now you said that you had a team come along and people would take a pitchfork and throw it up there on the wagon.
Oh yeah.
What was your team? I don't understand that. The team.
Well, a pair of mules, or a pair of horses, or a horse and a mule. You know, a wagon. Have a wagon and sometimes you just throw it in your regular wagon bed like you had. Most of the time, when it was hauling hay, they'd make what they call a hay frame. They'd take a piece of long poles and take the bed off of the wagon and put a little frame in the bottom of that on the bottom of that old frame of your wagon, and it'd give you a longer space to throw your hay, you know, and have little sticks to go down in those big timbers that went on each side of your wagon, you know. And just throw your hay in there. It wasn't so much trouble to get out. One year, as much trouble was to get out of a wagon bed, you know. Made the whole thing. They called them, I don't know what they call them, but anyway, it'd be a hay frame, I guess. They call it, anyway, a wagon to hold hay on.
Well, that really is fascinating that that's how they are. Those wagons, though. If you had a team or of mules or something, what'd you have between them that would
a tongue. They call that a tongue. It went out from the wagon, out the front. It had a breast yoke. They call it a breast yoke, a thing about that long, with a ring in it that fits on the end of the tongue. It had breast chains that went on the harness on each horse. Those breast chains would go through that loops on the end of that yoke. And that'd hold up the tongue, you know, that'd hold up the tongue. And that single trees back there that you hook the traces in off the gear on the horses, you hook the traces in, and they'd just go along and pull, you know. Sometimes you tried to match horses. You tried to get horses that pull about the same, you know, because it's kind of bad. If you had one horse that could outpull the other too bad, it'd make your wagon kind of go sideways, you know. You really like to have a team that is pretty well matched, you know. That's what people really like, is a team that both of them work together good. And you know, the funny thing about those horses, you'd get one to working on the right-hand side, and he couldn't have work on the left-hand side. Every day, when you hooked up your team, you had a certain side that you put that horse on. You didn't put him on the right one day and on the left the next day. He always went on the right or always went on the left.
What did you call the one on the left? Did you call him anything special?
Well, no, not anything big. Now, if you was using four, you'd call it the... You rode the one on the left. You know, the one, if you had, most of the people when they were working four, they rode one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We used to haul logs, and that's what they do all the time. They had four, they'd ride the one on the left of the tongue. And they'd hold the lines and drive the ones in front, you see. And then, of course, they could guide that one that they was on, and that other one had to go, you know. The one on the other side of the tongue, he didn't have to be guided, because the others could make him go, you know. They could carry him where they wanted to.
But he was never called anything like the lead horse or anything like that.
Well, the ones up front would be the lead horses.
Oh,
the
front two.
Yeah.
And then he'd ride one of them behind that.
Yeah, ride one behind the ones in the front. No, sometimes they'd have as many as six or eight, you know. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, the one that I'd see was a...